For my weekend words this week, I wanted to talk about pronunciation difficulties for learners of English. It seems to me that there are some sounds that present more difficulties than others. For example, the English TH sound. Think, thought, thank, thesis, therapy, nothing, tether, teeth. These are some words starting with or containing the sound TH. For this sound, place the top of your tongue against your top teeth. Push some air through without too much pressure and then say the word. Think, thought, thank, thesis, therapy, nothing, tether, teeth. The other TH sound is the same tongue position, but with less air movement and more voice. See if you can hear the difference between the two different TH sounds. The, there, those, with, feather. Try practicing these TH sounds slowly, then speed up. Make sure you keep relaxed when you speak, and don't worry if you find it difficult. Just keep practicing if and when you have a little spare time. The other sound I wanted to talk about today is the English R sound. The British version is softer sounding than the American, I think. Run, ready, really, roaring. The American sounds more strong. In other words, add a bit more sound to your voice as you speak, with a little more energy, I think. Run, ready, really, roaring. I can't really speak with an American accent very well, but I just wanted to show you an example of the difference. Your tongue needs to be curled back about halfway in your mouth, but not touching any part of your mouth. And then curl it back forward again and keep it quite loose as you do so. Here's an example. A Romanian runner was running a revolution around a really rocky racetrack. A Romanian runner was running a revolution around a really rocky racetrack. Tongue twisters like this can be very useful for pronunciation practice. Take care and see you next time.